One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Allos parakletos. Allos is Greek for another. And then parakletos. One called to go with you. Together with you. Why did Jesus use allos? Because he ought to have said heteros parakletos. Meaning another one. It'll be another. So they used two words for another. One was heteron or allon. Or you say allos or heteros. Heteros parakletos. Meaning another comforter. Now comforter was one of the several Greek synonyms. Praise God. Why did Jesus choose the word allos instead of heteros? Heteros was used if it was another of a different kind. But he used allos if it was another of exactly the same kind. So Jesus didn't say, I'll pray the Father and he shall send you heteros parakletos, which would have meant another of a different kind in quality. But he says, I'll pray the Father and he shall send you allos parakletos, meaning another one that is exactly like me. He looks like me. He talks like me. He acts like me. He loves like me. In other words, you will not miss Jesus when he goes, because the Holy Ghost will come and take his place. And the Holy Ghost will relate to you as lovingly as Jesus did. And the disciples were comforted. Hallelujah. I believe that's one of the reasons they chose the word comforter among the several synonyms for parakletos. All right. Now, there's a reason we said that. Let's go to our verse. Verse 26, St. John's Gospel, chapter number 15. But when the parakletos, one that's called to go together with you, is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, who is he? Even the Spirit of truth. Now, he tells us who he is, which proceedeth. I want you to underline that word. I want you to notice Jesus should have said, which will proceed from the Father. He didn't say that. You know, Jesus always chose his words carefully. For example, when they asked him about Abraham, and when he said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and they began to laugh at him. They said, we said it, you're crazy, you're mad. You're not up to 50 years, and have you seen Abraham? Then Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. Now, grammatically, he should have said, before Abraham was, I was. Now, that would have meant that he was before Abraham. But he didn't say that. They expected him to go into a discussion of semantics, but he didn't. He said, before Abraham was, I am. You know what he did? He chose the very word that God Almighty chose when Moses asked him in the burning bush, and he said, who shall I say sent me? He said, tell them I am has sent you. That is my name. My name is I Am. So Jesus said, before Abraham was, I Am. That's the reason they picked up stones to kill him. If he had said, before Abraham was, I was, they would say, look at you. We know your mother, we know your father. But he said, before Abraham was, I Am. They said, you are making yourself equal with God. He chose his words carefully. Now again, he says, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he gives us a light as to who the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost is the one that proceeds from the Father. What is Jesus talking about? What is Jesus saying? No wonder he's so awesome. God Almighty is so wonderful. There's no way for us to describe him. He's so great. Great, great, great. Let me explain what Jesus is communicating to his disciples. Come here, come. Let me show you something. I've tried to explain this to you several times. I pray to God that for once you'll catch it. Bring that chair. I'll show you something. Oh, boy. Man, oh, my. Oh, boy. Now, watch this. Let's assume this is Papa God on the throne. Smile, Jesus loves you. Now let's take it that this is Papa God on the throne. He sits on the throne. He doesn't need to get up from the throne. He doesn't get tired. He cannot be tired of sitting. He is not man. He cannot be weary of anything. He never gets bored. It's no use getting up. He sits on the throne. He is the Ancient of Days. Around him are wonderful angels of God. The Bible says all the time, they keep saying, holy, holy, holy. Somebody said the thrice holy God. Well, they go, holy, holy, holy. All the time, they look at him and go, holy, holy, holy. Why do they do that? I want to tell you why they do that all the time. Because every time, as they turn to look at God, his glory has changed. He's not what they saw before. So they go, holy, holy, holy. By the time they lift their heads up, his glory has changed. They see another side of God. They say his many-sided wisdom. They talk about his many-sided form. So they go, holy, holy, holy. They raise their heads one more time. The glory has changed. Always the angels wonder at the awesomeness of this great God of glory. They are never bored of worshiping him. Somebody said, we'll be bored in heaven. You will not be bored, brother. Every time you raise your head, you see something else. Every time you lift your eyes, you see another glory. That's why you see, as we know, we learn about God and press into him to learn more about him. All the time, we are enthused by his presence. We are inspired by his glory. And as we raise our eyes again, there he is with another glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I lift my eyes and I see he's the blesser of Abraham. Glory to God. Oh, and I say, holy, holy, holy. Then I lift my eyes. I see he's a healer. Oh, holy, holy, holy. Great, great glory. And while he's sitting on the throne, he wants to do something over there. You know what? He just pops out from here. Then they see him. He's going over there. But he's sitting over there. And the angels cry, look at him. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. And he's walking down this way. And while he's doing something over here, he's still here. He's still here. Then he wants to do something over there. While he's doing it over there, he pops out this way. He's over here. Guess what? While he's here, he wants to move over there. He's still fixing this stuff. He pops out from here to there. He's here. He's there. He's still on the throne. He's right over there. Glory to God. Woo! That's why while he was on the throne in heaven, Jesus was being baptized by John. And the Holy Ghost just... Remember, at this time, John the Baptist was full of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost was in John the Baptist. Yet the Holy Ghost came out of heaven in the form of a dove and came upon Jesus. Are you still there? Who is the Holy Ghost? That which proceeds from the Father. Hallelujah!
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.